Thank you. We've been praying for the pastor Ishibashi, and this is the day that we've been really praying for. Now, I briefly introduce him. Reverend Ishibashi is from the biggest denomination that is consisting of the 1700 churches, and for 12 years he was the chairman. He's committed himself for that, and right now he actually 160 churches out of the 1700. There are that many churches are actually gathering less than 5 people. So he himself and his assistant pastors, they've been really going around between all these churches. That's the ministry that he's been having. The General Assembly, so he is in responsible for. So he has this the group of people called the Harukaze, the spring wind. Then those people, so they're really ministry. I mean, they have the having the ministry in all these non-pastoral churches. So that's what he does. So I think he'll be talking about this, of course, in his message, but so through his ministry and then through our prayer, we'd like to have the evangelism movement to revive the churches in Japan and in posterity as well. So behind of this, then we will pray for this continuously, and to this time, it's really important for us. So please listen carefully. So let's praise. My name is Ishibashi. Thank you so much for this great introduction, but it's nothing. And I've invited to come to that of Gospel Church. Then I really felt so hot. Then that's a burning church. That's what I felt. Really, it's really burning. It's passionate, and thank you. And I'm very honored to stand here. For 42 years, I've been the pastor from Koshigaya. There's the pastor who I really consider as the son. Then I actually retired from that church for 42 years. I retired. And after my retirement, then this new pastor and then his wife are great, like, committed workers. So I wanted to make sure that I wanted to make the environment as firm as that I should read. Please, when you laugh, when you need to laugh, and you have to laugh. So me and the assistant pastors, then we actually quit it because it will be easier for the new pastors, and then all three of us the three of us really had the vision. Yeah, spring wind. The wind in the spring. So the wind of the Holy Spirit. Then we wanted to really blow this wind of the Holy Spirit. That's how we really form. It's not for the amen. So then the wind in the spring are over the of the very strong wind all the time. So I really hope that all this our this group will be really blowing the Holy Spirit, wind of the Holy Spirit. So now we've been like pioneering all this. Today it was 11 people gathering there. That's what I've been doing then until I got I was really left. I was born in that. It was my there's an island called Nakajima. Then I was born there. And I was there until the middle of the first grade. Then there was the Concord, the pirate of the Nakajima. My ancestor is the pirate, actually. If when I say that my ancestor is the pirate, your eyes really look like the eyes of a pirate. The ancestor of my family, my father's family line, is the pirates, and my mother's line is actually the pastors. No kind of family line is that they are like they just translated the all these stories for the kids. My grandparents and my mother's side. My mom is the first daughter. Then my aunt is actually pretty. She was ballet, ballerina. My mother's brother is great. My uncle. Do you know the family Inugami? The family of Inugami. Then he is the writer of the author of that. He was the writer. How about my mom, mother, then? He really loved me. He respected so much about my mom, my dad, who was a pastor. And then she really gave me the stress on me to make me the pastor. There is a Komakome seminary. Then there was Komakome church and there is Komakome school. And she was listening to this bell of the school when she was a girl. I get married. Then when I give a birth to a son, and then to a boy, then I will send all these schools. So she decided already. My mother decided already. So she made my rail. when I was 13 years old, and I entered into the seminary school, and I really was interested in the electronic, the technicians. Then my mother really wanted me to become a pastor, because you gotta be a pastor. No, I wanted to be that electronic, the technicians. My mom just put my eyes, like, became so triangles, and became she was so hysterical, really. Yeah, I had a friend, an older friend. Don't play with that person. That's what she told me. Then because she worried about me, because this student, this boy was actually, like, expelled from the school, and in her eyes, this boy was really bad influence on me. So I could really see her. This boy actually saw my mom telling me that I hurt you. Then this boy actually told me, like, your mom actually praying for you, like, with a shaking body. She told me, and then I just realized that, oh, she's really praying for me. Then I decided to go to seminary school just for the appearance. If there's the front part and there's the back story. My hysterical mother made me the pastor. Then that's who I am. Now I took the path of the pastor. So first word is from 1 Corinthians 3:9. That really encouraged me all the time. For we are God's fellow workers, you are God's field, God's building. God's building. This word is really encouraging me all the time. I'm the God's field, God's building, where God works upon. Of course, there are lots of problems that we deal with, and this is the God's word that is really encouraging me, us. It may be that this very devastated church here. Then it doesn't say that it will be the good church or a good building. No, it's just said God's field, God's building, where God works. So that's how encouraging it is. Even though the church itself is devastated, but that's the God's field and God's building. That's the God's building. That's really amen. That's really encouraging for me. Why? Because we've been working in the very devastated path. There is a chairman before me, Mr. Ojima. This pastor, gave the sermon, and I really. So his word is really remains in me. Then Matsuyama, he was really started working at. Then this church actually split into two. That's where this pastor actually went. This pastor said, I was surprised by hearing this. There are the believers that I've seen the hell and the church. That's how the church was devastated. That was where and that's how much they actually had ASTA problems. They're just split into two. And because they call themselves Christians, they fight with the Word of God. They try to put their faith, the truth. They can't really come to the end. They couldn't really have the answers. Then there are the people who said, "I've seen the hell in the church." And this pastor really reminded me. This pastor's word reminded me. You're the Christian. They come to worship. So they're split, but they're here, sitting. Is there any line here, borderline? Look, there are the brothers and sisters sitting together. They can't sit together. That's how bad their really conflict was. But they come. They came to the worship. They come to a church. Then that's what this pastor said. In the worship, you will be healed, comforted. You'll be healed in the worship. You will be organized in the worship. So well, worship itself is the miracle. That's what this pastor said. It really remained in me. Then little by little, this church really changed. The worship itself is the miracle. Because the worship, you receive the comforts, healing. And then that's how through the worship, that church will be organized. That's the word that I really grab hold on to. But in Japan, this denomination has really devastated churches out there. Japan Christian denomination is really has that devastated. Some other people said it's the grip of the evil. That's where the church is really gathered. 1970, I graduated from the Tokyo Seminary School. Then I went to the Shizuoka for the first church. Then when I was younger, the next student, there was the movement that was taken by the students, and then Tokyo University got influenced by that. And the university was actually closed. Then I was against about this strike because I was having a hard time for around my graduation. And in this Christian denomination, then that's where all this research about this Christianity was on the trend. There's the Christ word. What is the real word of Christ? Then people started saying that all these words really were made in the church. That's what the people said. There was and all the student movement was really taking place everywhere, here and there. The crucified Christ. And all the people in the church are really suffering, and all these people. Those things were really emphasized. The wrong part was emphasized, and they got really into the dispute. Until the cross of the Christ, I will believe. But resurrected Christ, I cannot believe. Until on the Christ on the cross, he was with sick, he was with weak, he was with all these poor. But then resurrected Christ, we cannot believe. Then Paul's theology was really denial. I'm the oldest, and I was really... We are not in the social movement, it's the evangelism. Then we cannot really... I was really focusing on the evangelism. All these devastated churches dispute, the churches that were split and really devastated. Then all the this Japan Christian denomination and all the grip of evil spirits. It's the General Assembly. All this violence and the yelling, all these things can really happen. Then all this restoration, all the restoration of the evangelizing churches and the denomination, that was my prayer topic. And you really have to restore this evangelism and restore this denomination. When I became a chairman of this denomination for the first time, it was 2010, then 2012. Then there was the big earthquake. That time, we were having this graduation ceremony. And that was when this chairman was giving a speech. It was the magnitude, it was like 5 and 6. It was a big earthquake. And I was sitting, actually, when I was look at the organ. Then he was really pulling all these pipes. What will happen if this pipe, all the pipes really coming toward us? And all this past earthquake was really happening. Then that's where I really said to the congregatory, and then there was the meeting afterwards. In that time, in Sendai, there was a huge earthquake, and that's the news we received. We didn't even know what it really means by the great earthquake was there. I really came out from the Mitaka, and I took bus from there. The Mitaka station, then they really closed the station down. Then I was so shocked. The station really closed, it's all the shutter. Anyway, I went to Nishiwaseda, then I had to go back to my office. Then I walked. It was really cold. I was jogging a bit. I walked. I jogged, and then I warmed myself up, and then I walked. That's how I really went to the office. All these people from the Tokyo direction came to me. But I was going against this flow of people. And I arrived at this office, my office. And there was the workers, three workers remaining there. And then that's when I really watched the TV first time. It really did happen. This kind of thing really happened in Japan. Then I stayed over. It was Friday, so on Saturday from 5, that I called all these people, called the people in the church. Of course, no one answered. Then I called all these people, but today this is Saturday, but then that's how we really had the active started really having the act. Then I really thought that if we don't talk to them, and then on Saturday, Sunday, we decided to go to this place, Sendai. Then with four people, I departed from Koshigaya. It was Sunday. They will have the 7:45 a.m. They have the first service. Then they have three services, and then it's all against the assistant pastor. Yeah, I really went there. Then all this highway were really closed, and Kaietsu Highway. Yeah, that's where we took. I think we stopped by at the. We were using two. Then we put all these things we bought. Then from Yamagata, then we entered to the Sendai. Then around noon, we arrived there. Then there were this pastor waiting for us the next day. The loaf of bread and banana, and then we started going around the churches. I went all these churches in Sendai. Then we went to Ishikawa. Then I was speechless. Then I saw a car heading to the second floor of the house or building. Then there was all the muddy and all this. I could see the how destructive this how destroy how the this flood water really destroyed all that region. Our help is coming from the God's from God's name. Then I really thought about the verses from the Psalm. Our help is really coming from the heaven. I went to two churches in Sendai. Then we came back. So we have this meeting. From the Hokkaido to Kanto area, and all this area is actually the victim of the earthquake. Then what can we really do? We had 99 churches. 49 churches out of that 99, then they really need to have a great amount of renovation or the rebuilding the church. How much we need? ¥10 billion is needed. 5 million, 5 billion. ¥1 billion, we never thought that we can really be able to collect that much money. Because we believe until the cross Well, the Christ on the cross, the after the resurrection, people don't believe. Then we've received the offering from the Germany and from all over the world. All this money was like offering was really collected. It was about the 400 million. That all of this offering were really used for all these churches who were destroyed. It's not really about the human's power, but only when we are really centered with the faith, and then everything will be. Of course, we have all this. And because of So for the sake of God, and if we're really centered with God and faith, and then we can really do this in as one, and then we really build all this center system to really take care of all these destroyed churches. And it's located in Arahama. I've been visited there, but we pray a lot in that area. It's really close to the beach. Everything was really 192. Actually died. Then it was like really like a hell. And then there was elementary school. Then students were at the top of the roof of the school building, and then they were looking at this all this very destructive things because people are really got involved. They were really going with the water. And they are drowning. I went there many times and I prayed so much. We have all this club, then we have all this help. And then we have these clubs, and all these people will gather here, and then they will share all these things, and they will just do the exercises, and they share something to talk. 7 years later, within 7 years, and then we could really do whatever we plan to do for the destroyed churches. And I was invited so that because they're really having this alumni meeting, and then all of them really started building the apartment, or they're actually living for all these people. Then they found some other place, but they're now having the alumni meeting. The Matsushima Hotel, that's where the people got together. Now I went there because I was invited. It's the greatest room, and then after the dinner, the people get together. Was not really for me, but 17 people gather in my room. Then their words really surprised me. Because of whatever happened in my life, then that's what I am. So then they really nodded to each other. They agree. Pascal. So that you have some difficult time because of your disaster. Because of this disaster, then the people can be great. Person can be brave. So these people who will be really all these disasters, and we love the beloved one. I lost a wife. I lost a husband. All these pains that they went through. But these people got together, but they say that because of that happened to me, then that's why I exist now. You don't want to even think about it because you lost the very important thing, important people. But now because that happens and we are here and share, all these things, I could really say that. Because of that thing, and then now I have now. The powerful house and not powerful house, there are the gaps between. But now, all these differences. But now doesn't exist because they are so connected through that tragedy, and then human and human really get together and share things, and then how important that is, then how that important thing is. That thing happens, then now I have now. I was surprised to hear that. Because you will have lots of things that because of that thing that I have now. The same thing with this denomination as well. We were once called the group of evil spirits, devastated field. Of course, it's devastated field. All the thorn is there because there's a dispute. Because there's the thorn. It's really painful. I don't want to say, but I want to say, so I will say. Former chairman. Before me, the Yanagida, Mr. Yanagida. There were pastors. So this person was like committing crimes, doing something illegal. So that was just against the doctrines, because if these things are destroyed, and then all these other things will be destroyed. So because of all these things, actions that he took against their doctrines, he had to quit. So whenever that all these judges of the General Assembly, then once the judges really decided, then it will be decided. Yeah, there's 10 different things that we should really consider. Then we had to really determine if it's if they're all go against the doctrine. Then we decided that all these things were actually not going against our doctrine, and then it was really along with the doctrine, and that's what we decided. There's the law. The church law is based on the church law, and then these pastors were fired. Then this pastor really actually sued church. He actually sued. He sued the church. Tokyo Re Regional Court. That's where they went. I was sit in the seat of the And there are 150 people gathering, but actually there are 300 people gathering. They are all going against me. No one. I was defendant. I was looking around all these people. I was sitting as the seat of the defendant. It's really amazing. And that's where Tanaka Kakue sat. Asahara Shoko was sitting there. The same seat. Tanaka Kakue and Asahara Shoko were sitting here. Oh my goodness. It was great experience. Sorry, and I know it's sleepy and boring. There are lots of thorns coming towards you and the devastated field. The thorn is really penetrating you. That's the church where I was. These things will be organized because of the faith, the oneness of the faith, reconciliation of the faith that was the sake for the evangelism. Was to share the crisis, then even this denomination became the place where they share the crisis. First, 20, 30, all the churches will disappear. And then it will be the financial crisis. So we got together, then we had the oneness. We never had the agreement. Anyway, these two things, for the sake of the denomination, all the people, like the churches, there are below five people. There are 160 churches out of 1700 churches. The members of the church is below five. I go there. Then I'll get the comfort from them. Why? These people are remaining here to evangelize and to keep worshiping God. Then that's how I'm really surprised. I thought it would be the miracles. The miracles were happening. Then God was working upon them. If that church is closed, and the door to the heaven will be also closed. All the big, of course, the big church will be the headquarter of all this denomination. But this church, small church that who has the below five churches, five people, it will be the headquarter, and so that all this blood will be circulated. That's how we were really sharing. That's what was shared in the denomination. This is my fifth term. Four terms will be enough. There's no one who had the fifth term. This election, first, the overall, then. There'll be like all these people who got really top. Then five terms is impossible already. I thought that I would be done. First election, I was actually three and in ranked. Oh yeah, I'm now three. There's no way for that person in third place. Overall, again, we had the election. I was in the third, but now somehow I got elected. I slept so well. I was like so like happy. The next day, then I was called for the fifth term. Don't you feel sorry for me? Then some miracle happens. So after the assembly, then I really went to sleep. And for 3 days, I was sleeping. Do you think I was exhausted? No, it's not. Fifth term, I was like sleeping, and then I was thinking how. Because I was thinking, it was better for me to sleep. My brain itself. When you're kind of blanking out, that's when the brain is working so hard. Really. That's Chiko-chan. Don't be blanking out. I'm annoyed. Then why? What's wrong with that? Why? When you're really blanking, then when the brain is really working, Einstein, brain, then all the researchers really took their Einstein's brain home. Then they realized that Einstein was the one, and he was really, most likely, he was like blanking out. Just thinking about this, and then without that, and then you'll be like really blanking out, and then you'll be thinking of something else. If you really have like problems, and then I'll take the bullet train, I'll go somewhere. Then I'll be sit in front, right next to the window, for 3 days. I was blanking out. There was the 500th anniversary after the religious reformation. It's been for 500 years. People started really be able to start reading the Bibles, and then we have this evangelism doctrine, and then they really, so this is the guideline for the evangelism. Jesus get close to me. I have the all the authority in heaven and earth, and go to all the nations and make them into my disciples, and in the name of the Holy Spirit, and baptize them, and then teach them that to follow the God's word, and until the end of the earth, and I will be then I'll be with you forever. Let's pray. Pray together because of this commandment from Jesus Christ for the sake of the evangelism. We really truly give the prayer to third Sabbath, and then we put the prayer together. Third Sabbath day, third Sunday, all together. Those people who the churches where we don't have, and they have less than five people, and then we have all this devoted worship. Number two, let's deliver preach the gospel. We will preach, and we will testify. Evangelism, then we have the movement of the offering. And we really remember all these evangelists. And then we will have the movement of the offering. All the people really agreed on this. To me, it was really miraculous because it's all devastated churches. Then there are the very sharp thorns, but little by little through that worship, and this is the God is working. And then that's where the God is there with us. Can I finish or should I continue? I didn't have the time limit. So from time to time, I'm a little worried. I will keep talking now. I'm just kidding. Because there's the throne. There's a thorn. Second Corinthians 12, to keep me from becoming conceited because of these surpassingly great revelations, there was given me a thorn in my flesh, the messenger of Satan to torment me. Three times I pleaded with the Lord to take it away from me. But he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest on me. That is why, for Christ's sake, there is a thorn. Why do we have this kind of thorn? There is a thorn that looks really like the messenger of Satan. And sometimes you have no choice but to live your life like that. In our daily life, and there is a thorn. But that kind of life you go through. But in this, there will be the God's work. And that's that experience. Then that's how you'll be revived. I didn't care about today's transcript, so I'm missing it. Sorry, I'm not organized. When they received the phone call in Soka, there is the kindergarten the name is the messenger of the light. I told them that I cannot be there at 4:30. The chairman of that kindergarten the director of that kindergarten I go to their meeting. Then I received a phone call from this pastor's wife on Wednesday, April, in the morning. The aunt that I respected, like second mother, is now in coma. The second son, every day, he's taking days off. Then he stays in the hospital and he cries. Please pray for him and them. I told her that maybe 4 days later, and on Sunday I can go. Then this person said, no, I don't think she will last that long. So she was really desperate. Then I told her, okay, then I'll go today. 1:30. I kind of did all this work. I left for 1:30, and it's really far to the Shizuoka. It's a hospital. It's really big, huge hospital. Then this person was in the hospital. At 5, we got there, and there was the sign. Then the no meeting. If you see that sign, then you can just confidently enter. Then there was a nurse, like measuring the temperature. Then nothing. I went to the 7th floor and I heard the hymnal songs. What I did was, why worship? First and most worship. First and most. Then we started the worship. But when we are having the worship, then she was really given the worship. But then this person, sick person, was really happy. Tomorrow, let's sing the hymnal number 199. 199 is the song that when we sing when we baptize people. So there, she is in coma. She was in coma, so there was a son. The important mother, and then he wanna stay longer. So her right leg was dead. And because she had the surgery, then her condition was really became worse. Then she fell into coma. But that's why he was crying. And then I told him that I'll come back tomorrow. Then that next day we also had the worship. He was crying after the worship. Then he said he wanna be baptized. So we please baptize her while she is alive. I have two sons. They had two sons. Then they said that they will know. What do I mean? While she was alive, then today I want to be baptized. I was surprised. There's nothing. I was about to go to the church to borrow all these tools that we need. So we give worship knowing that God is with us. In the Old Testament, they give worship because they believe that the God is among them. How much did I really believe that actually he was there? Of course, it's rightful that the Christ is with us while we give the worship. There's the paper cup and there's water. There's the sandwiches. There is the wine. I mean, the juice of the grapes. Then we had all this communion, and we had the baptism. We were really filled with the presence of God that left. Then I was about to reach the Numazu. Then I received the phone call from the first son. I heard that my brother got baptized. I wanna get baptized as well. I will be there. The Sendai. They live in the Sendai. Wednesday, then Friday, she passed away. Her body was carried to the second son's apartment. I actually went to visit her, and then before, then we give worship again. We gave worship, and that the first one was baptized, and before the body, it was the first time that we actually had the baptism, but she was invited to the heaven. It's important. Within the God's hand, and she can live.
with God, and that's the great joy that they had. Oh, the thorn is there. Yamazaki Tsuyoshi, big thorn was in him. He realized that. I thought he was a weak person, but he said, He was in the grad school. PhD? He was in the program. He received a PhD from the Tokyo University, and right now Department of Health, Health and Welfare Department. And he is the assistant professor. In a way, he is really like strong person, but this person actually had the thorn, big thorn. This thorn, he cannot really do anything with it. Every day, he was crying because he was crying over the mother. Then he really knew that the reason why he was really, he had the thorn. So when you're weak and then you'll be strong. That's how he was revived as a worshiper, and then that is the blessings. Before God, we are the God's field. Even if there is lots of stone, but because God will work, they will enter into the great grace of God, and then they will be revived. Then that's how we can really learn things from this. Thank you for this worship. Thank you for we share this time to really learn the God's word. We are the God's field. We are the, doesn't really matter what kind of thorn it's in us. We will receive the great power, great grace. It will be revived. Thank you for leading us into the world of this faith. And thank you for this, all this movement is taking place upon this church. All this, bless all the Pastor Shin and all these people and gather here. Please lead them and raise them so that they can be used to really evangelize the whole world. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.